Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music each week at 7 o'clock on WEHC. This is FM 90.7. WEHC is your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and an occasional strange entry, which I call a wombat. I have no wombats planned this evening. However, I've got some great music. Quite a bit of it is religious. I'm not particularly religious, but I love some of the music. And I'll start right off with a gospel tune. It's called On the Sea of Life. It's by Doyle Lawson. Doyle Lawson is from the Kingsport area. A little older now. He's with a group called Quicksilver. And you can appreciate how good. He's a mandolin player primarily, but does a lot of other things. And this is the kind of music that he's known for.
We are on the sea of life, sailing to a better home, where the saved of all the earth shall abide. Leaving all our trials here, many pleasures wait us there, when we cross the foam and reach the other side. We're sailing on the foam. We are talking to the captain as the angry billows hum. Soon, yes, soon we'll reach the harbor and be safely on the tide. We are going onward to the other side. In that home beyond the tide, where the ransom pilgrims wait free from care. There is room on board for all who will heed the captain's call and take ship for heaven's country bright and fair. We are sailing on, we're sailing, sailing o'er the foam. We are talking to the captain as the angry billows hum. Soon, yes, soon we'll reach the harbor and be safely o'er the tide. We are going on other side. We are sailing on, we're sailing, sailing o'er the foam. We are talking to the captain as the angry billows hum. Soon, yes, soon we'll reach the harbor and be safely o'er the tide. We are going onward to the other side.
That was On the Sea of Life by Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. Up comes another gospel tune. This is Wondrous Love by Maura Smiley. Wondrous Love is a well-known hymn, and there is a sacred harp arrangement. Every now and then I give little lectures on sacred harp. It's a four-part gospel, usually sung. The group I like, the book I like, is called Sacred Harp, and it's shape note singing. Maura Smiley has taken the Wondrous Love arrangement from Sacred Harp and added instruments. Sacred Harp's almost always sung a cappella, and done some real interesting stuff with it, and turned out what I think is just an absolutely fabulous piece of music. So this is Maura Smiley and her group Voco singing Wondrous Love.
What must love is this that caused the Lord of this to bear the dreadful curse for my soul?
Maura Smiley and her group Voco singing Wondrous Love. And those harmonies you hear are right out of the Sacred Harp book. That's the way when we sing Sacred Harp, that's exactly how it sounds. But all the music and stuff, the instruments, that's Maura's. Next up is a song I just heard last week, and it's become one of my all-time favorites right away. It's called Born to Fly. It's by Sarah Evans. Sarah Evans is a country music artist. She recorded this in 2000. It was her second number one country hit. And it's just a shout for freedom, a shout for glory. And she does it. It's the kind of song that inspires me. I want to play it for everyone and say, we're all born to fly. You know, how do we keep our feet on the ground when we're born to fly? And the instruments in it are primarily fiddles. And, of course, I love fiddles. And the end of the song, after she gets through singing, has kind of a long instrumental break. And I feel the band is expressing their sense of flying, that they too are born to fly. So this is Born to Fly by Sarah Evans, and it was her second number one country hit.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. Got nothing but time. But I
wild and free. Oh, how do you
Well, that was Born to Fly by Sarah Evans, and I am in love with that song. I do have a wombat. I misspoke earlier. This summer, I went to a camp. Phyllis and I went to Pine Woods Folk Music Camp in Buzzards Bay, Plymouth, Massachusetts, and with a lot of great musicians. And on the staff was a young man, Arthur Davis. I think he turned 18 or maybe 19 while he was there, because they were teasing him that he couldn't have a legal drink until midway through the week. And full of talent, just a wonderful singer, wonderful musician. And one evening at one of the concerts, he gave this monologue, this talk. Now, I give talks like this. I memorize things like this. But this one is longer than any I've ever learned, and I enjoyed it a lot. I hope the recording I made of it will be clear. The basic story is two farmers' families live side by side, and they don't get along too well. And the name of the story is The Given Wars. And what happens is that one of them gives a gift to the other and starts a kind of competition. And Arthur recited this from memory, and I was impressed. And I just thought it was a delightful rendition. And so now I'm going to share it with you. So we do have a wombat. This is Arthur Davis telling us about The Given Wars.
It's called The Given War. People think about farming, and then you think about neighbors. Fine, friendly people, sharing life's labors. They think of kind people who forsake sleeping at night to rescue dear neighbors from some terrible plight. They think of getting the hay in and helping the chores. They think of old-fashioned barn raisins with friends by the scores. Well, it's true that us farm folks are give till it hurts, but when it comes to receiving, ain't nothing we hate any worse. Well, the Judsons and the Little Rocks were neighbors, it's true. You know, they lived about as close as I am to you. They could look out the window and see each other's hay growing. They knew when they was baling, and they knew when they was mowing. And while it might be a bit harsh to use the word spy, let's just say that on each other, they kept a pretty close eye. I mean, you know, they always acted real friendly. They wave on the road. There was tension beneath it. You could see it. It showed. I don't know how it started, this two-family grudge, but I do know for years now that neither family would budge. So one day, when Bess LaRock left a loaf of fresh bread on the Judson front porch by the door near the shed, well, it caused quite a stir. Made the Judson suspicious. They scowled as they ate it. It was warm and delicious. It was a damn nasty thing to do for no reason. I mean, it weren't no one's birthday, not even the holiday season. It broke all the rules and made a real bad impression. I mean, to do something so nice was a clear act of aggression. Well, you know, we won't let them get away with it. Counterattack. We'll go right on up there and give them something right back. But you see, there's a problem. In a real given war, you can't just return what they gave you. You know, you have to give more. The Judsons all thought, and the Judsons all schemed. They thought of more presents than you've ever dreamed. What they decided was modest. 9 fresh coffee cakes. They'd show Bess LaRock she weren't the only one who could bake. But they left a nice note. Said, to our friends with best wishes. Then they went home to do chores and wash up the dishes. They was feeling quite good. Like a wrong had been righted, but they should have known it was too soon to get excited. Because that night it snowed and the wind was loud. When the Judsons woke up, damn, but their driveway weren't loud. The LaRocks had a snowplow, and as Pete stepped on the gas while playing that driveway, he says, best wishes, my ass. Well, this time, the Judsons struck back just as fast as they could. They took the whole day to cut and split firewood. And they loaded the dump truck, and that truck they did park. And they sat around the kitchen drinking coffee till dark. And then they drove to LaRock's house, and the roads was real slick. To unload firewood real quiet in the dark, you know, it was a trick. But they left 2 whole cords there all stacked in the snow. The nice handwritten note said, just in case you run low. Well, good deeds is one thing, but these damn friendly notes really steamed the LaRocks, sure to get their goats. But Pete, he knew what was next, because he'd seen broken glass in the Judsons' barn windows the other day driving past. And so one day, when the Judsons was with family in Maine, Pete fixed all that glass. He replaced every last pane. And though Pete in his life had never written one poem, he now invented a short one and said, There, that'll show him. I know you can't do everything. There's just too many chores. So we've helped in one small way. I mean, what are our neighbors for? Well, that was really a good one. Pete knew they had the upper hand. The Judsons had a hard few months. It was almost more than they could stand. They thought for hours, searching for the perfect thing, but they couldn't find one friendly gesture to really make their neighbors sting. Until one sunny day, in early May, Johnny Judson had a stroke of luck. He found Pete LaRock on his tractor buried axle deep in muck. While Johnny stopped beside the road and he got out real slow and he called out across the field, "What's the matter, Pete? Won't she go?" Well, Pete, he weren't at all amused and just muttered something about how he was going to go get his other tractor and pull himself right out. But, nah, Johnny wouldn't hear that, no. His eyes, they had a shine. "I mean, ain't no need for that, my friend. I'll just go and bring down mine. I mean, it ain't no trouble. Run it all before you out of that goo. And after all you've done for us, it's the least a neighbor can do." Like any war, it took its toll. You could feel the increased tension. The signs of this were numerous, too numerous to mention. Pete LaRock, he couldn't sleep, and Bess had put on weight. Johnny Judson said his ulcers were acting up late. And all the kids on the bus were giving away their lunches, apples, chicken, cookies by bunches. Who knows what might have happened if not for a stroke of fate. You know, it's lucky it happened when it did, because it almost came too late. Old Ed Foster, another neighbor, while cutting his second crop, he hurt his back so goddamn bad, even old Ed, he had to stop. And so all the neighbors gathered round, as farmers always will, when there's something to be done, when there's a need that they can fill. And so just like that, the enemies were turned into allies. They got the hand, they did the chores, and they baked Ed raspberry pies. And animosity seems to fade, and tension mostly melts, when both sides in a given war can give to someone else. But now it is getting better. This is what I'm told, and now your guess is as good as mine whether this shaky truce will hold. It's best to keep an eye on the situation. I really think we need to. Because with world affairs being what they are, who knows what a given war might lead to.
Well, that was Arthur Davis reciting the Given Wars. And I was in the audience clapping, so you know how enthusiastic we were. Next up is a song called Black Velvet. The original hit was by a Canadian named Alana Miles, and I've got to hear that. But I heard this version, Black Velvet. It was a cover by Robin Lee. It also became fairly popular. And the song is a commemorative. I'll read you the notes. The song is a commemorative story about Elvis Presley. The first verse discusses the beginning of Elvis's life. Mama's dancing with baby on her shoulder. The second talks about the height of his career. Mama's baby is in the heart of every schoolgirl. Love me tender leaves him crying in the aisles. The bridge references his death. In a flash, he was gone. It happened so soon. What could you do? The first verse also gives references to Jimmy Rogers on the Victrola up high. So this is a country song about country music. And I just heard it recently and really liked it. So you're now going to hear Black Velvet by Robin Lee.
White lightning bound to drive you wild. Mama's baby's in the heart.
the way he moved, it was a sin. So sweet and true, always wanting more.
Black Velvet by Robin Lee. Next up is a really well-known song. It's called The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. Johnny Horton is from Rusk, Texas. Lived a rather rough life for a while and eventually became fairly famous and died young. Before he died, he made a number of songs that were big hits. This was one of them, Battle of New Orleans. North to Alaska was another. Anyway, I've always got a big kick out of this song, and I hope you do. Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory
three said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We
fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
The Battle of New Orleans, sung by Johnny Horton. next up is another country music song, Shine, Shine, Shine. And I got a kick out of this one, too. This is by Eddie Raven, and I've mentioned that there are a lot of different kinds of love songs. There's the Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song, the many different versions. There's the beginning, the romance, the excitement, the new love. Then there's the one that's in the middle going strong. This one's sort of more the latter. But also, there's another element in it. If you do have a lady friend, and she happens to be particularly striking or exciting, you're proud to be with her. And in a way, you want to show her off. It's sort of like, look who's with me. And this is such a song. He's saying, let her shine. Let the little girl shine. But I have plans for her tonight. So he's in a good place. And this is Eddie Raven, and I think he does a tremendous job of communicating a particular situation that every now and then one of us may have the chance to live.
Go ahead with what you're doing. You don't have to pay me any mind. Don't think I won't get to it. I got plans for her tonight. You can watch her dance forever. You won't hold her in your arms tonight. When it's all said and done, I will be the one to hold her tight. So let her shine, shine, shine. Step back and let that little girl shine, shine, shine. When the night is over, she'll be mine, mine, mine. Step back and let that little girl shine. She's like a brand new penny to a boy who's never had it die. See her sparkle, see her glitter. No one holds a candle when she shines. She turns a mile a minute. See her twirl just like a spinning top. But one thing you will find, it's mules on her mind when the music stops. So let her shine, shine, shine. Step back and let that little girl shine, shine, shine. When the night is over, she'll be mine, mine, mine. Step back and let that little girl shine. Thank you. back and let that little girl shine.
Shine, Shine, Shine by Eddie Raven. I want to remind you what the show is, what you're listening to. This is Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1 if there's no football game, from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And you can reach us at WEHC FM 90.7. WEHC is a radio station, and we have a website at ehc.edu. That's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. And my address is hbaya@ehc.edu. So you can email me if you'd like to comment on the songs or recommend some things. And this is my show once a week, Monday nights at 7. And there are a lot of other good shows on WEHC, so stay tuned and listen in. Next up is kind of a Zen song in my mind. I just heard it 2 weeks ago. It's called It's Just a Road by the Boxcars. It's a country song, and the guy is talking about different kinds of roads. And the Zen part is that he says, you know, you think about the roads that lead home and the roads that you got broke down on and the roads that things happened on and the roads to success. He says, to me, they're just a road. Well, it's sort of a non-truth. It's sort of saying they aren't special when they are. It's clear to me that in his song, these are special roads, and yet he's saying it's just a road. And that has this Zen quality of even things that are very important are normal in their own way. And that if we can feel life that way, it'll be more fun or something. So that's how I think of this. Anyway, the name of the song is It's Just a Road. It's by a group called the Boxcars.
You say a road goes on forever, but you know that's just a lie. You can hear it in the songs of the drifting, rambling kind. Sure, this one's taken me many miles away from home. One time all the way, cleared down to San Antonio. Think of all the words written for the one that takes you home. Those you never travel, the one you broke down on. Red dirt, gravel, blacktop, mud, cobblestone. It really ain't no mystery, to me it's just a road. Exactly true. No, it might not be poetic the way it looks to me. It's a line on the map from point A to point B. Think of all the words written for the one that takes you home. Those you never travel, the one you broke down on. Red dirt, gravel, blacktop, mud, and cobblestone. It really ain't no mystery. To me, it's just a road. Broke down on red dirt, gravel, blacktop, mud, and cobblestone. It really ain't no mystery. To me, it's just a road.
It's Just a Road by the Boxcars. Another country song coming up, Love Someone Like Me by Holly Dunn. These songs are new to me, and I like them and pick them up and decide to throw them all into this show. So here's another one that sort of caught my attention. And she's essentially saying, I'm special, come get me. Love Someone Like Me by Holly Dunn. That song was released in 1987 and got up to number 2 in the country hit parade. The next song was also released in 1987 and got up to number 1 on the country hit parade. This is I Won't Take Less Than Your Love by Tanya Tucker. And it's a statement about, love, I guess. Relationships, families, and I find it has a strong message. Of course, like all the songs I try to play here, the message is important to me, but the music is critical. The music has to reach in and grab me, and then the words have to be good. When they're both hit, then I'm really happy. And this is one of the places where I think they both hit. So this is I Won't Take Less Than Your Love by Tanya Tucker.
How much do I owe you, said the husband to his wife, for standing beside me through the hard years of my life. Shall I bring you diamonds? Shall I buy you furs? Say the word and it's yours. And his wife said, I won't take less than and your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the riches of the world can never be enough, and I won't take less than your love.
How much do I owe you to the mother who said the son, for all that you taught me in the days when I was young? Shall I bring expensive blankets to cast upon your bed, and a pillow for to rest your weary head? And the mother said, I won't take less than your love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the comforts of the world could never be enough if I won't take less than your love.
How much do I owe you, said the man to his Lord, for giving me this day and every day that's gone before? Shall I build a temple? Shall I make a sacrifice? Tell me, Lord, and I'll pay the price. And the Lord said, I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the treasures of the world could never be enough, and I won't take less than your love. I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the treasures of the world could never be enough, and I won't take less than your love. No, I won't take less than your love.
I Won't Take Less Than Your Love by Tanya Tucker. Also, the man who wrote the song was Paul Overstreet. He is the last singer, the voice, the last voice, John Overstreet. And the earlier one was, the first voice was a man named Paul Davis. So three different singers on there. Tanya Tucker is the lead, kind of. Next up is a song that I have interesting memories of. I remember the year I heard it because I went to high school in Caracas, Venezuela, and went back for my 10th reunion trying to find my high school classmates. I found two. Of course, there are only 30 of us to start with. I found two. So the three of us had our 10th reunion in Caracas, and my then-wife, Bonnie, and I were there for 2 weeks, I think. And one night we were in a club drinking beer and eating salsa and doing whatever one does in Caracas, and this song came on. I'd never heard it before. It was an American song. Here I was in Venezuela. And this was 1977. It's called Blinded by the Light. Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Came out 1976. Bruce Springsteen wrote this song. But the hit version, which you're going to hear now, was by, as I mentioned, Manfred Mann's Earth Band. So this was 1976 that this song made its debut. And I heard it in 1977. Anyway, this is Blinded by the Light.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche.
the foggy break. And go-kart Mozart was checking out the weather chart, see if it was safe outside. And little early Burley came by in his curly-whirly and asked me if I needed a ride. Down, but she never got touched. She's gonna make it to the night. She's gonna make it through the night. She's gonna make it.
through the night.
Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann's Earth Band from 1976, and my memories of it from 1977 in Caracas, Venezuela. Strange to bump into a song. I played a song last week called Change Your Attitude, I think, or something like that. And the idea there was that a song can shift your point of view, and also it will lock you into a place, a memory. And that one certainly did that to me. And I find that a very powerful song, even though I wouldn't want to try and interpret it, what it means. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And we're also on Saturdays at 1 if there's not a football game. I want to leave you this week and encourage you to do what I ask you to do every week, and which I try to do with all my soul, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.